Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to learn how the United Soybean Board anticipated a threat to soybean oil's market share for cooking oil and developed a strategy to help soybean farmers retain and grow that market. When the federal government banned trans fats in the American food supply, soybean farmers stood to lose a sizable market for their soybean oil. Greg Fuyon, a Weston, Nebraska soybean farmer and director on the United Soybean Board, explains.
We had a large market share in cooking oil, and that oil had to be partially hydrogenated, which caused it to contain trans fats. Consequently, we lost a huge market share when that all played out.
Fortunately for America's soybean farmers, the soy checkoff anticipated this challenge and was well prepared to meet it.
There were some visionary leaders that saw this coming. The checkoff stepped up and worked with some genetic development of high oleic soybeans, and we partnered with some technology companies to create a germplasm base that was from south to north. The maturity zones, we'd have seeds for all those maturity zones.
High oleic soybean oil has many benefits. It does not require partial hydrogenation. It has a higher flash point. And there are many other advantages that are being communicated to the marketplace.
It's got a lot better oxidative stability, which means that it'll last longer in the fryers. It'll last longer on store shelves. We found that they'll be able to get up to 50% longer fry life in the fryers. The cleanup on the frying equipment is much easier. You don't get the varnishy deposits. So there's really a lot of things that it brings to the users of the oil. We've been working with end users to identify and for them to realize the value that high oleic brings to them so that we can recapture that market share.
The soy checkoff is also working to help soybean farmers understand how high oleic soybeans can improve their bottom line.
We've worked hard to create awareness of high oleic and how it fits into the overall soybean picture. We've tried to identify and express to farmers the value that it can bring them and what they can do to create extra profitability, whether it be through premiums or just increased market for the overall soybean oil complex.
Thanks to checkoff farmer leader Greg Fuyon for sharing his thoughts on high oleic soybeans. Discover more about the value of the investments being made by the checkoff on behalf of U.S. soybean farmers at unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.